Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street in Buffalo, where there is so much more than just prescription medication. Joining me in studio this morning, Jim Dawson, to talk about the 4-H Carnival. Jim, how you doing this morning?
Absolutely wonderful, Brady. Thanks for having us, and I'd like to invite you and everybody else to the carnival next week.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about the carnival. When and where is it?
You know, the carnival is Friday, March 23rd, starts at 4 o'clock, goes till about 8 o'clock, and it's a long-standing tradition in Johnson County, and like to have everybody come and enjoy the fun and support the programs.
Now, if you're talking to somebody who's maybe never been before, and what would you tell them to expect? If they hear carnival, they might think Ferris wheels and stuff, but I'm going to assume that that's not exactly what's going to be at this carnival.
Well, you know, traditionally we have clubs. Each of our 12 community clubs run booths. But contrary to what you were just saying, we actually do have a couple of amusements that are brought in from Gillette, Fun on the Go, and they're bouncy houses and obstacle courses, and that's in the small gym right there. So there are some amusement rides, but there's no Ferris wheel or merry-go-rounds.
So they'll have that indoors. So depending on, or regardless of what the weather is, that they'll still be able to enjoy that stuff.
Correct. It's traditionally been at the Bomber Mountain Civic Center. Even back in the day when it was Clear Creek School, it was still held in the big gym and the little gym. So it's a pretty exciting time.
And who's invited? Is this open for anybody?
This is open to the public, and it's not just 4-H families. It's a wonderful opportunity for kids from any age, from 8 months old to 80 years old, to enjoy and then support the cause.
Sure. And is this kind of a way people can kind of see what 4-H is up to, what they have going on, that sort of thing?
You know, we just did a 4-H Project Expo at Cloud Peak Elementary School, and that was more of an awareness type of thing. This one, really, no, there's no informational, there's no propaganda. We're not trying to sell anything. We're just there having fun.
Okay. And this is going on, you said, next Saturday?
Friday the 23rd, and starting at 4 o'clock.
Okay. So 4 o'clock, and that's going on at Bomber Mountain Civic Center?
Correct.
And, is there any charge to get in?
There is no charge, and, you know, we're still on the 1950 scale. All our tickets are 25 cents for our amusements, and it's a wonderful opportunity to enjoy the fun. And we also do have a raffle, I guess, that does try to dig into the pockets of our community.
Sure.
This community is so generous. 4-H is supported totally by donations from the community, and we have a very, very generous community.
So do you guys do some fundraisers throughout the year then to bring in some money?
You know, there's two fundraisers basically for 4-H program here in Johnson County. One is a solicitation of the community where a letter goes out from the council, you know, asking for sponsorship, and the other one is the carnival. So these are our two biggies, and we are right in the season of giving. So,
well, and you picked a good weekend. I think now, weather-wise, we never know. But as far as things going on, I know this weekend the Small Business Expo is going on at Bomber Mountain. So obviously, you couldn't have had it in the same place. But it's nice to have it on a weekend where you don't have a lot of competition from other things. Because as you start to get into the summer hours or the summer season around here, there's always stuff going on.
Well, you don't have to tell 4-H that there's always stuff going on in the summer. You know, where people believe 4-H is just a summer activity. Our 4-H year starts October 1. And clubs meet all year long. There is a little bit of a slowdown around the holidays, but after January, things are kicking up. We've got a lot of educational program going on right now. But for fundraising, yeah, historically, and this the carnival's been going on for well over 30 years, and it's a wonderful thing. And traditionally, February and March is our time.
And before we came on the air, you were talking about a junior leader bunch that have something that might be a little new this year.
Yeah, our junior leaders are, even though they're high school kids that are, you know, steeped in the tradition, they wanted to bring back that carnival feel. So they're going to have the popcorn making, so they are going to be definitely smelling like popcorn in there. And they also have a cotton candy machine. So if that's not carnival fare, I don't know what is.
Anything on a stick makes it more like a carnival, doesn't it?
You got it.
And the kids, the 4-H kids, I'm sure this is an event that they enjoy going to.
Well, you know, sometimes the older kids, you know, get a little dismayed that they need to continue to do it. But boy, it sure gets those young ones pumped.
Absolutely. And again, that's going on this Friday. Starts 4 o'clock.
Friday the 23rd.
Oh, correct. Friday the 23rd. Not today.
Not today.
Friday of next week, the 23rd. Starts at 4 o'clock, and that'll be at Bomber Mountain Civic Center. It's the 4-H Carnival. No admission to get in, so come on down and check it out. I'm talking with Jim Dawson today, getting the word out about this carnival, one of the big fundraisers they have each year. So come on out and support it. Again, Jim Dawson in studio. Jim, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you for having us, and thanks for supporting 4-H and Brady. I expect to see you there on that bouncy house.
I don't know if they'll let me in the bouncy house, but I will try and make it. This is KBBS. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street.